This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Thursday that investigators were closing in on the source of the leak of highly classified U.S. intelligence documents in what is believed to be the most serious security breach in a decade. The BBC is reporting that the source has been named. The Washington Post reported Wednesday that the source is a gun enthusiast in his 20s who worked on a military base. They cite fellow members of an online chat group. Reuters correspondent Edward Baran reports.
The person shared classified information to a group on the instant messaging platform Discord of about 24 men and young boys who shared a, quote, mutual love of guns, the Post said. The Post based its report, which did not name the person, on interviews with two members of the Discord chat group. Reuters was unable to verify details of the report. Discord said in a statement earlier on Wednesday that it was cooperating with law enforcement. The Department of Defense and the Department of Justice did not immediately respond to a Reuters request for comment.
That was Reuters correspondent Edward Baran reporting. It was a warm welcome in Dublin as U.S. President Joe Biden spoke before Irish Parliament during a two-day visit of his ancestral home.
It's so good to be back in Ireland. If you forgive the poor attempted Irish, Tamasha Walia, I'm at home.
During the speech, he said the UK should be working closer with Ireland on safeguarding the peace in troubled Northern Ireland. Earlier Thursday, he met separately with the Prime Minister and President of Ireland. Wednesday, across the border in Belfast, Northern Ireland, Mr. Biden hailed 25 years of peace under the Good Friday Agreement that ended the conflict over whether the region should unify with Ireland or remain part of the UK. This is VOA News. Donald Trump's lawyer says the ex-president will answer questions during a deposition Thursday in a legal fight over his company's business practices. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
It's so good.
It's Trump's second deposition with the New York Attorney General's office in a fraud lawsuit. At the first one in August, Trump invoked the Fifth Amendment more than 400 times, refusing to answer all but a few procedural questions. This time, his lawyer says Trump's not only willing but eager to testify, adamant that he has nothing to conceal. Attorney General Letitia James sued Trump last year, saying the ex-president and his family misled banks and business associates with false information about his net worth and asset values. The suit is not related to the felony charges Trump faces in Manhattan. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Meteorologists say a cyclone is expected to intensify to a Category 5 before it crosses Australia's northwest coast. The AP's Karen Chamis reports.
Cyclone Ilsa is heading towards the sparsely populated Pilbara coast in Western Australia, where extreme weather is common, yet fatalities are rare. However, authorities fear that Cyclone Ilsa's extraordinary wind speeds could take some in its path by surprise. Port Hedland Visitor Information Centre manager Julie Arif says she's not taking any chances.
For me, anything above a Category 3 is cause for concern, and that really everyone should take it very, very seriously.
Cyclone Ilsa is expected to bring winds gusting at more than 170 miles per hour, according to weather experts. The last Category 5 storm to cross the Australian coast was Cyclone Yasi in 2011. I'm Karen Chamas.
The United States Justice Department said Thursday that it will go to the Supreme Court to appeal restrictions imposed on a widely used abortion pill in the latest round of an intensifying battle over reproductive rights. The move by the administration of U.S. President Joe Biden came just hours after an appeals court blocked moves to ban mifepristone, but limited access to the drug used for more than half of the abortions in the United States. Speaking to reporters during Mr. Biden's visit to Dublin, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said, quote, "We believe that the law is on our side and that we will prevail," end quote. A European spacecraft was set to begin an eight-year journey to Jupiter on Thursday. The launch was postponed due to bad weather. Officials will make another attempt on Friday. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.